Representative Brandon Gill asks Bondi about Biden-Harris DOJ weaponizing justice system. By Elizabeth Weibel on February 11, 2026. Representative Brandon Gill, RTX, asked Attorney General Pam Bondi about several instances in which the Biden-Harris Department of Justice, DOJ, weaponized the justice system. During a hearing before the House Judiciary Committee on Wednesday, Gill questioned Bondi about several instances in which the DOJ under former President Joe Biden and former Vice President Kamala Harris had seized the phone of a sitting Republican congressman and allowed former special counsel Jack Smith to spy on over a dozen Republican members of Congress, among other examples. "I've got a series of questions for you that we can get through pretty quickly, I think," Gill said. "Can you tell me, is it true that the Biden-Harris DOJ raided President Trump's home?" "They did," Bondi responded. "Did the Biden-Harris DOJ allow Jack Smith to spy on over a dozen Republican members of Congress?" Gill continued. "Absolutely," Bondi answered. "Did the Biden-Harris DOJ seize the phone of a sitting Republican congressman?" Gill questioned, to which Bondi responded, "Yes." Gill continued to question if the Biden-Harris DOJ and Jack Smith had paid at least $20,000 to confidential sources to provide information on President Donald Trump. Bondi responded with "at least." "Did the Biden-Harris DOJ and FBI fail to apprehend the suspect who placed pipe bombs near the Capitol ahead of January 6th? Gill questioned. Bondi responded with "yes." Gill went on to ask if the Biden-Harris DOJ had targeted parents as domestic terrorists, to which Bondi responded, "absolutely." Gill also asked if the Biden-Harris DOJ had targeted pro-life Catholics, going so far as to interview a priest and a choir director. Bondi responded with, "yes." Among the other questions Gill asked was if the Biden-Harris DOJ had slow-walked the criminal investigation and prosecution of Hunter Biden. Bondi stated that it was an understatement in her opinion. The Texas congressman went on to express that he appreciates that a lot of this is being cleaned up under Bondi's leadership. "Thank you for returning the DOJ back to its core focus, which is on the rule of law," Gill added.